Paul, this is chapter 6 of Romans, which is a great classic text. It's talking about the power of the cross. You see, when we are baptized, even if we're that big, sooner or later we have to ratify it. You know, that's why the church gets everybody the chance at least once a year at the Easter. But it's not a bad idea to do it every day. You know, what do? I renounce Satan and I believe. And what he's saying here, you see, is your lives were a disaster. You presented the parts of your bodies as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, for lawlessness' sake. So now present them as slaves to righteousness, for sanctification. And so this is, see, 6, we did 5, now we're doing 6, then we do 7, which is freedom from law, and then 8, which is where he's been shooting to go since the opening lines of the whole letter. I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe, Jew first, then Greek. Now, that's the theme, but it's developed in chapter 8. And so the first 4 chapters are all about getting free of sin and Abraham, our father in faith. And then we start 5, 6, 7, where we talk, and we're doing right now, well, now we're in 6, but 5, freedom from sin. One died, therefore all died, and so forth. And then 6, which is baptism, you see. You're baptized into his death. You have the power of the act of the love of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The power of that act of love in which he died dwells in you. You can be a saint. You know, you have this drive. How does Jesus end the gospel? I have a baptism with which I am to be baptized. The baptism in water was just to warm up. The real baptism is the cross. And how I am straightened. I forgot what word they used this time. Great is my anguish. Yeah. Anguish, well, I'm not going to get involved in that. But no, he sees what it's going to cost him, but he wants to do it, to give us eternal life. And so, so here, now that you've been freed from sin and become slaves to God, the benefit you have leads to sanctification, and its end is eternal life. If you follow out what you promised at baptism and every Easter vigil, you'll be a saint. You see? For the wages that sin pays is death. But the gift, we don't earn this. You see, the wages of God, no. God doesn't have to pay anything. It's God himself who's moving us out of sin into light, isn't it? Otherwise, we wouldn't get there. We have to agree. St. Bernard, for instance, has a treatise on grace and free will. And it has as a sort of a theme expression. I should count it sometime. It's like a booklet, you know. It's not a real big thing. I'll bet that phrase, the one I'm going to tell you about in a minute, comes 40 times. Consentire salvari est. To consent is to be saved. To agree is to be saved. So what does that imply? The Father's preoccupation to bring us to eternal life. The Son straightened so that he can pour out his blood and we can have eternal life. And the Spirit who's dwelling in us, moving in us, speaking to us, so that we can have eternal life. And what is eternal life? And this is eternal life, that they should know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Not just grasping in faith and hanging on, but vision forever. That's what's being promised. And so that's why he's straightened, you see. And then he alludes to an eschatological text our Lord leads to one. It's in Malachi. This division. He causes division, or he doesn't cause it, but he's the cause of division. You give your whole life to Jesus, somebody's going to think you're nuts. And often, right in the family, you know. That's okay. Pray for them. Pray that they get as nuts as you are, and even better. So, that's this text. So, don't be surprised if there's conflict. Oh, I hope not in the family, but all around, you know. People don't like to be bothered by God. Right? So the art of evangelization is to be attractive. You don't stand there rattling your rosary beads and saying, repent! How many people are you going to gain for the Lord that way? Not very many. But if there's love in your heart, you know, and if you make sense when you talk, you see, you can win people over. And that's what both of these texts are talking about. So let's